KSA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Crews from multiple agencies rescued 8 people and found 2 bodies in the water in the lower Florida Keys on Friday. Sources say some of the rescued are Cuban migrants. This man among that group explained to a translator why he made that dangerous journey from Cuba.
They said that it's better to die at sea than to live in Cuba.
The Senate has worked overnight and into the morning as Democrats push their election year economic package toward passage. Republicans say it will undermine an economy teetering on a recession. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, was on CNN and said this is going to help people financially.
Americans are going to see the cost of their prescription drugs cut because of Medicare negotiations. They're going to see energy costs cut because they're going to be receiving credits and rebates.
I'm Tony Maruso.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The California Highway Patrol reportedly has arrested a driver seen on video speeding through a Los Angeles intersection and causing a fiery multi-car crash that left 6 people dead, including an infant and a pregnant woman and her unborn fetus. The driver of the dark Mercedes-Benz was identified by police as a woman who is a nurse and is in her 40s. She now faces charges. Witnesses at the scene in the West Los Angeles area said that the collision caused a massive explosion that sounded like a bomb, and a child was thrown from a vehicle, landed in a gas station.
One lady took the baby that was ejected. She was running into the store with the child, but you could tell there was no life there. I think the devastating part was you heard the scream.
The Republican-controlled Indiana Senate gave final legislative approval on Friday to a bill that would ban most abortions 6 weeks after a U.S. Supreme Court decision erased a woman's constitutional right to terminate her pregnancy. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Multiple law enforcement sources said on Saturday they are seeking an 11-year-old boy and 3 other young suspects in a brutal attack on a 70-year-old Asian woman in San Francisco last weekend. The vicious assault was captured on video, but no suspects are in custody. Authorities said that an 11-year-old boy was an active participant, as well as a 13-year-old girl. A 14-year-old girl is seen kicking the woman in the head in the Anza Vista neighborhood. How are your snake hunting skills?
More than 800 competitors will be rummaging through Florida's Everglades for the next week or so, looking for invasive Burmese pythons. The hunt began Friday morning and runs through Monday, August 15th. Cash prizes of up to $2,500 are available in both the professional and novice categories for those who remove the most pythons. There are also additional prizes for the longest python in each category. Each python must be humanely killed or hunters face disqualification. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And a judge on Thursday ruled that Kevin Spacey and his production companies must pay the makers of House of Cards nearly $31 million because of losses brought on by his 2017 firing for the sexual harassment of crew members. Spacey has denied the allegations through his attorneys and his spokesperson, who did not immediately respond to emails seeking comment. I'm Tony Maruso, and this is USA Radio News.